During the Civil War, many families were split over the issue of slavery. In some cases, brothers fought against each other on the battlefield. It was a situation that hit close to home for none other than the president himself. That story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
We think of Abraham Lincoln as the president who led the country through the Civil War and helped end slavery. Gwen Thompson shares the story of Lincoln's wife, Mary, from her girlhood home in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mary Todd Lincoln grew up in slaveholding Kentucky. Her family was prominent and wealthy and did own slaves.
Child care, cooking, and coach driving would have all been handled by slaves in Mary Todd's home growing up.
Abraham Lincoln, when he visited this home after his marriage to Mary Todd, had firsthand exposure to slavery because of the Todds. And we sometimes forget that Abraham Lincoln had those personal experiences with slavery.
In fact, Lincoln's in-laws were very much split on the issue of slavery.
There were 14 Todd children that lived to adulthood, and of them, 8 of them were Confederates. She had 2 brothers and 1 brother-in-law who died during the Civil War while fighting for the South. This is, of course, all happening while their brother-in-law, Abraham Lincoln, is president of the Union.
The Todd family was like many in the nation, split over the issue of slavery, with family members fighting against one another on the battlefield.
Because this is happening within the Todd family, to Abraham Lincoln's own in-laws, he understands what the war is doing on a personal level to families in the United States.
Mary's family was political ammunition for Lincoln's rivals as well.
It led to a lot of gossip mongering, a kind of speculation about whether she might be a Southern sympathizer, which wasn't true, but you could see how that type of gossip might arise.
Mary's life is fascinating to study, and we conclude next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.